Captain Serrano, Sweet Delight.
Station Tug 16, permission to grapple.
Permission to grapple.
She felt the jar. Tug 16 was a lot clumsier than the earlier one. The status light switched through the color sequence and ended green.
All fast. Your port bustle coupling is a bit stretchy, though. On your signal.
She called traffic control on their channel.
Captain Serrano, Sweet Delight. Permission to undock on your signal.
All clear on station. Confirm all clear aboard.
Nothing but green on any of the boards. Her crew nodded.
All clear aboard.
20 seconds. She, the station master on watch in traffic control, and the tug captain all counted together, but the computer actually broke the connection to the station. She watched the display as the tug dragged them slowly away from the crowded traffic near Rockhouse Major. This would be a shorter tug, because they were headed for Minor on an in-system route. In fact, the tug could give them the correct vector and let them ride that trajectory most of the way to Minor. But Harris had chosen the more common option of powering up and hopping it. When the tug released them, she called for the in-system drive.
In-system drive, sir. Normal power up.
The lights flicked once as the internal power switched from the storage units to the generators working off the drive.
Engage.
Now the artificial gravity shivered momentarily, then steadied, as the in-system drive pushed them along the course handed out by traffic control. Not that they would stay on it long.
Turn on the new scanners.
Oblo reached up and did so. Now she had almost as much data on traffic in near space as traffic control. In-system space had no blind corners, no places where the sudden change in acceleration of a yacht would go unnoticed. As soon as they started their move away from assigned course, traffic control would be all over them. So might any fast-moving patrol craft, though none showed on the scans. It felt very strange. She had never, in her entire life, done anything intentionally wrong. Even as a child, she had always asked permission, always followed the rules. Well, most of the rules. She had cut herself off from the fleet for a good cause, she thought. Now she was cut off from all lawful society. She hoped the cause was good enough. She really hoped her mathematics was good enough. What they had was the advantage of small mass and initiative. The longer she waited, the less initiative. Petrus reached back and caught her hand.
You don't have to do this just to impress me. If you think it's wrong...
I think it's all wrong, but this is the least wrong part of it. No. We'll go and scandalize the fleet and then get blown away by a smuggler or something.
You don't really think that?
No. Not without a fight.
As always, cementing the responsibility, she made the move herself. Flat down on the board, the main drives answered smoothly, and the Sweet Delight, bouncing like a leaf in a rapid, skipped out of her plotted course. They needed another 10,000 kilometers. She sweated, watching the plots. It should take a few seconds to register. Someone should be tapping the screens, wondering what had happened to the plots. Then it would take time to transmit the message. No one had the right firing angle for missiles. No one could intercept with tractors before they got their critical distance. Optical weapons would fry them. No civilian vessel carried shields. But the overrun could be tricky. She knew there was traffic beyond them, bound on other routes. She had counted on that. Seconds ticked by. They still had the civilian beacon on. No use to play games with it in a system where their ID was known. Oblo smiled with grim satisfaction as one of his lights blinked red, then returned to green.
They stripped it, even though they should have known who we were.
Wondering. They're wondering what happened.
Not for long.
Course error. Course error. Contact traffic control officer at once.
Automatically, Harris's finger found the button, but she stopped it before the channel opened. When she glanced around, they were watching her. She pulled her hand back and shrugged.
Nothing to say. We'll wait it out.
At the edge of her vision, in front of Oblo, the counter ran down the long chain of numbers.
General warning. Vessel off course in Sector Red Alpha 2. All traffic alert. Do not change course without direct orders. Stand by for traffic control override.
The new scanners showed the reaction in color changes as other traffic dumped velocity or changed course. Harris had counted on that, too. Everyone believed in traffic control until something went wrong. at which point at least 20% of the captains would use their own judgment. Time after time, that had proven deadly, but it happened anyway. Now, traffic control had more to worry about than one yacht off course, as each panicky ship caused problems for others. The near-scan screens showed a face in fleet gray, with the insignia of an admiral on his shoulders. Martin's, it must be. He had just taken command of fleet at Rockhouse Major. He had served with Lupescu, though she didn't know if they'd been friends.
Damn you, Serrano!
Harris stared back, impassive. Of course they knew, but she wasn't going to give him her visual.
I never thought even you would cripple an old woman just to get a free ride. We'll find you.
A threat she trusted, as she trusted a knife to be sharp. But it bit deep anyway. She made herself stare into those angry eyes until the beam cut off. Then she cut the link to traffic control herself. She didn't need that nonsense blaring at her. They weren't going to impede anyone's course more than another few seconds.
We're clear in theory.
Then let's surprise them.
With the new control systems, she had only one button to push,